Coaches, welcome to the Championship Vision Podcast. I'd like to introduce our new Championship Vision Podcast sponsor, Blast Athletics. Social media has taken over the world, so we decided to use this powerful technology to build a network that combines team communication, recruiting, fundraising, and crowdsource coverage for all amateur sports, cheer and band, club, youth, high school, and college. Ask yourself, why is every function of sports handled separately? Group communication, team websites, apps, calendars, fundraising, recruiting, real-time coverage, highlight videos, photos, club, school band, websites, combines stats. If they were all connected, wouldn't they naturally enhance each other? The answer is yes. And here is an example of how. One video, unlimited value. Imagine you are about to head to your daughter's club softball game and you open the Blast Athletics app to get the game time and directions. While at the game, you are filming with your phone and catch a great highlight of your daughter running a double play. So you post to that game's page on Blast and tag the shortstop and first baseman. Just by posting that video, it is immediately shared on the team's webpage, the club network page, and each athlete's Blast profile. Anyone following along online can view it as soon as it uploads. The video will be later emailed to each of your daughter's sponsors from the Blast fundraisers. I know, coaches, you would love to get this. Please contact Bobby McPhillips. His cell number is 706-202-2247. You can reach him on Twitter X at Coach McPhillips. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Coaches, welcome to episode 350 of the Championship Vision Podcast. Coach Kevin Furtado, I'm back again for another great episode. Today we have Coach Bob McPhillips, one of the leading sales reps for the Blast Athletics, doing a great job out there. Also assistant football coach for Athens Academy. I'm not going to hold anything against them, but they're going to be in our region next year, Bob. But hey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And we are very excited to be partnering with your podcast here.
Absolutely on that. Our podcast goes out to coaches from all over the country, mainly basketball, but I'm telling you on that, maybe we need to expand to football, Bob.
Hey, we might need to do that.
Actually, I've been thinking about that. I think the smartest people in the world are football coaches, man. You guys are brilliant. Hey, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself on, number one, obviously what you're currently doing, but talk about how you got into coaching and then how you got into working with Blast.
Okay. Yeah, so I currently work at Athens Academy. I work in the athletic department. Like Coach said, I also coach football as well here. This will be upcoming my fourth year at Athens Academy, but my 11th year overall coaching football in the high school world. I started when I was right out of high school. I went to high school at Athens Academy, graduated in 2014. Fall of 2014, I was on the field for Cedar Shoals coaching football. I was going to school at the University of Georgia. So I coached at Cedar Shoals for a couple years, and then after 2 years, I went over actually to the crosstown rival, Clark Central, mm-hmm. where I coached for another 3 or 4 years there while obtaining an undergrad degree and a graduate degree from the University of Georgia. I was up in Atlanta for a year coaching, and then I came back to my alma mater, which, you know, I'm very excited about. I've been here, like I said, 3 years now, and, you know, there's kind of no place like home. There's no place like Athens. But I got into Blast about two years ago. It's a company based out in California. And, you know, when I interviewed for the process, they showed me their website. And as a coach myself, I said, this needs to be out there. This needs to be out in Georgia because it's something very powerful that we got going, and we are constantly developing it to make it, you know, a one-stop shop for everything a sports team needs. You know, we do football teams, basketball, esports, lacrosse, anything you can think of, we can really do. And we have one of the most powerful fundraising tools out there because it's online fundraising with email plus text reminders to all your sponsors.
Yeah, I tell you, just Bob and I have been talking a lot. I mean, coaches, we need help on just promoting your program. Not only that, business-wise, getting sponsors and people like their business being exposed on the web, not exposed, but kind of promoted on the website. And every like you said, it's a one-stop shop. Bob, let's get right into it, man. I know you're gonna share the screen, and I'm gonna be sharing this with coaches who are contacting me and also on the podcast. Let's get right into it.
All right, let's dive in. So I'm sharing my screen currently, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so it's three simple steps to get set up, coaches. You know, right now I've got a football program showing right here in the Athens area. I know a lot of this is going out to basketball coaches. I'll show you a basketball page as an example. But three simple steps to get signed up. One, you create an account as an athlete, as a player, as a parent and as a coach. You create an account. It takes 2 to 3 minutes max. Two, all players invite at least 20 sponsors through email and text. Now we say email and text, but you know, we always strongly recommend text messages over emails. We recommend the phone numbers because why? Everybody checks their phone, nobody checks emails really. So that's what sets us apart from a lot of our competition is that we do the text reminders that go out to everybody weekly. Three, you will shoot a 1 minute video, pretty much promoting your program, getting the kids on camera, telling them who you are, what you're fundraising for. If I scroll down, I'll just show you a quick little 1 minute video. Coach, let me know if the sound is playing in this.
Okay. I can't hear it.
Okay. Not sure. It's playing on my end, but pretty much what Coach Holland is saying here is, you know, who they are, what they're fundraising for, and they're getting kids on camera. Coaches, that's what sponsors want to see. I'm just scrolling through it really quick so you can get an idea of it. We have all the cue cards. You can make it as fun as you want, or you can read right off the cue card we give you.
Okay.
And you get as many kids on camera as you can, because that's what sponsors want. If they see their potential kid on camera, they're going to say, oh, my kid's on it. I'm going to donate towards this. So on this is your fundraising page. So those are the three simple steps you need just to get your fundraiser launched. And if fundraising is all you're looking for, that's as far as you have to go with us. But we offer a lot more. But I'll dive a little bit more into the fundraiser. There's three ways you can donate to the fundraiser. One is initial donations. That's just your one-time donation. You know, a parent gets on there and says, I'm going to give $200 towards the team. We have reoccurring donations, which is think of it kind of as a subscription-based. You say, I'm going to pledge $20 over the whole season, the next 5 or 6 months. And then we have business ad sales. I love that Coach mentioned this because this is something that is huge when talking in the community with your businesses and whatnot, trying to get them to sponsor you. A lot of them say, well, how far is my reach going by just having a banner on the side of the stadium? Well, with Blast, you can do a business ad sale where we set the price. And they can actually be on your fundraiser page. They will also be in your weekly Blast email update that goes out to all your sponsors. So when you're talking to businesses, you can say, hey, this is how much we can reach for you. I'll scroll down. This is Oglethorpe's Baseball, just another example of their company that they used for business ad sale. Their reach was 122 players, 25 athletes, 16 coaches and parents, 81 fans and sponsors. So, you know, this is a bit of a smaller school, but it can show you the analytics. You can take this to a business and say, this is how many people we can reach for you. So that's sort of the front end of the fundraiser. Do you have any questions sort of on that?
Yeah, and it's pretty much it's a little bit, I think you mentioned this before, You guys are really, you're really directing this. You're really putting the imp I mean, we're just providing you information. You're doing a lot of the work, aren't you, Bob?
We do all the work. I will tell you that everything on y'all's end is shooting this 1 minute video and getting the kids to enter in contacts. Now, I will tell every coach this openly that the hardest part about any of this is getting kids to enter in 20 contacts. Now, if you were to give them the ultimatum of say, hey, you got to go door to door and sell 50 chocolate bars to meet your fundraising goal, or enter in 20 contacts, I'll tell you what they're going to do first.
Right.
This is kind of what you have to put on the kids on the front end. You shoot the 1 minute video, and then I take over the rest.
Okay. Yeah, sounds pretty straightforward for sure.
So this is sort of the front end of your fundraiser, the back end of it. It's very, very powerful. It is something that I always stress on to coaches. It's where we can always go as reps or as coaches to find out where a fundraiser did really well or where it may have flopped on its face. This is a complete analytics page for your fundraiser. So you can see how many contacts were entered right here. Like I said, we request 20 per athlete. We don't knock you if you don't get 20 per athlete. We just always recommend that strongly. We think per 10 contacts entered, you probably will get around 3 to 4 of those that will actually donate. So we think about the 6 to 8 donation range is a strong one for each kid. That's why we recommend 20. So you'll see contacts entered, what was requested, what percent you got to your goal, how much you have raised, your average per donation. Then on the back end, you and any other admin you deem can see this page. No student, no player, no fan can see these pages. Only me, you, and whoever else you deem admin.
Bob, can I interrupt really quick? I run a K-12 program literally because I teach young. I mean, so my program's going to be really, I'm going to open this up from middle school grade 5 because in the summer, I'm sure Brian does the same thing as well. We play 5 through 12. So I'm going to open this up to like 3 different teams. Give me some feedback on that. I know it's not that unusual, but talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we support middle school teams as well. The one thing we do run into, it is a law. I can't remember the exact law it is called. Anyone under the age of 13 years old cannot have a Blast account. They
I got
cannot
you.
operate the
Yeah.
Blast account themselves. So what we do to, and really it works out better, the parents make the kids' Blast account. So the parents sign up for an account. When they say, they'll get a question that says, do you have a child on the team? They'll say yes. They'll say, what's the name? When they type that name in, it will build that kid out already on Blast. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All
So
right.
then it will build them out. The parents will enter in the contacts,
Parents
and then
will,
your
yeah.
fundraiser will go from there.
That
So
makes
yeah,
sense. Okay.
we don't do too many middle schools, but I've had some successful middle school football programs, and I might be doing Oconee's middle school cheerleading this upcoming year. And it usually works out better because then the parents are in charge.
Right.
So,
Okay.
jumping back into sort of the back end of this, we can find out if your players are entering in phony contacts. Contacts are bouncing. We can diagnose that. Click rates, how many texts are being open, how many emails are being open. And then this is what I love, especially in some schools that, we try to keep money in the parents' pockets. We try to lessen the burden on kids with paying dues and all that. We track every single kid and how much money he raises and how he's doing in the fundraiser. If you're charging team dues, this is a way you can knock down your team dues. You can say, hey, if y'all go on Blast and raise $400, your team dues are wiped for the year. So this is just something that I've seen coaches do where it keeps money in the parents' pockets. They aren't having to pull out as much,
And
which
this
is
is pure, you're talking about donations here.
yes.
And talk a little bit about donations, kind of define that for our coaches and listeners about what do you mean by donations?
So, I mean, when the fundraiser starts, it'll go out to every single potential sponsor that a student or an athlete has put in that contact information for. So, for example, little Johnny's going in and he's going to go enter in his 20 contacts. Well, he's obviously going to enter in mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. Those are your potential sponsors. So, when the fundraiser launches, they will be sent an email and a text message saying, "Hey, little Johnny's participating in this fundraiser for Commerce Basketball. Would you like to participate?" They'll click yes. They'll be sent this link. Once they are sent this link, they will be able to donate towards little Johnny and little Johnny only. So I'll go, let me jump back over because this fundraiser is still live. This is the page they'll be sent to. Are we on Oglethorpe Baseball? I'm just making sure.
Okay, yes.
Okay. They'll click donate. They will now get a list of every single player on the team. They will click on whoever they want to donate for. So we donate towards Caleb here. They will have preset donations that they can go towards, which, me and the coach would work on setting these, and if we would want to set goals and give something to those potential sponsors that would hit these marks. Or they can enter in a minimum of $10 if
Okay.
that's the lowest they can go. But once they send a donation, they will now be on the weekly blast email that goes out, which includes scores, schedules, anything you're posting, which I'll jump into here in a second. And you also receive a receipt for that, so you can write it off, a tax deductible receipt.
Okay.
That answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So this is the back end of the fundraiser. Like I said, it's very powerful. It's where I always go if a fundraiser flops because a coach is mad for whatever reason their fundraiser didn't go well or it went really well. I usually go back here and say, what did they do well? And it's usually right here, this participation number. If you get the contacts in, I've yet to see a fundraiser where this number is meeting its goal and the coach is disappointed. So,
Okay.
that's sort of the fundraising side of it. I will jump over to the team website page, which I know you're pretty interested in as far as your program. So, just to show you a couple of examples, this is Oglethorpe football again. Like I said, you can post everything here. You can post scores, schedules, highlights. He didn't post too many pictures or highlights, but we are friendly with YouTube clips and Huddle clips and just posting pictures. You can tag athletes. So if you were to tag this athlete right here, then he would be all his sponsors that donated towards him would be sent an email saying, "Hey, your athlete was tagged in this picture on Blast."
Okay. Yeah.
So this is just the Blast team feed. Like I mentioned to you, we have integrated social media to it. Our Instagram and Twitter is as easy as a share. Hold on. Trying to get to it. But here's another team, Aquinas College. This is just an example of how they have integrated their Instagram into their Blast. So all they did was link their Instagram to it. And now every time they post on Instagram, it goes directly to their Blast. So they have a Blast feed and they have an Instagram feed. And if you have a Twitter, we also have the ability to have a Twitter feed
Yeah,
here.
we have both. Yeah, yes, sir.
So this would be something we would be integrating into your Blast. And then now you don't even really need to post on Blast if you're posting enough on the other ones. So this is just another way that we say, hey, let's make it easier on coaches to post on Blast without having to post on three different social medias.
Right.
Like I said, you can do schedules. Roster builds itself out. So as kids sign up, the roster will automatically build itself out. We
Okay.
always recommend they post a good profile picture. These girls did great. They're actually posting mostly their individual picture, which is awesome. That's because when a donor goes to donate, they want to see a face to the name. Videos, photos, like I said, stats you can put in there. You can put in articles, MVPs. So when you build your schedule out, let me see. They didn't do a schedule. I'll hop over to Oglethorpe. And like I said, a lot of teams look for a lot of different things in Blast. If you want to go the whole nine with Blast and use website, fundraising, stores, all of it, great. If you just want to use it for fundraising and the website, that's fine. It's up to you what you want to use. You know, we aren't gonna make you use anything you don't want to use. So just looking at the schedule, this was their schedule. As you can see, he built out all their games, but it goes a lot farther than games. It can go to practices, events, all that type of stuff. We schedule's up there, the fundraiser's up there. I'll hop over to actually the team page I built for you, and it's completely customizable to you and what you want to do with it. This banner color can be changed to whatever color you want it to be. This logo can be changed to whatever you want it to be. This cover, all of it's customizable to you. These are not customizable. These stay the same. So this is what I built for you. As you can see the schedule, I just grabbed your fundamental camp real quick. I needed to change this because this isn't the same time on the 18th. But as you can see, you can post pictures, you can post your schedule. Once your schedule is live, what it will tell you after every game, it will send you an email as an admin and it will say, enter in your final score. That's just a friendly reminder to enter in your final score on Blast so all your sponsors can know what happened.
For
You know,
sure.
when we've done the research on fundraising, we found out that a lot of sponsors, especially in the high school realm, they don't care about the product you're selling. They don't care about all that type of stuff. They care about how the team does. Chances are that's why they're buying, you know, the jar of cookies that the kid's selling anyways, because they want to help the kid. So this is how we give back to our sponsors. We say, hey, we're going to keep you up to date with how our season's going. So all this, like for example, this would have been sent out to all your sponsors on Tuesday of after this game happened.
That's great. Now, how does that? I love this, Bob. Matter of fact, this is definitely needed for us. You know, like you said, we were on Team Snap before, but I'm messaging him. This says absolutely everything. But also talk about businesses. Talk about, because we have businesses that sponsor us. How can we reward them by getting them on here?
So, like I said, with the business ad sales, you know, they buy their business ad. You can actually show them the analytics of who all they're reaching, parents, players, coaches. And then on that weekly email update, that also their business ad also gets sent out to every single one of those people. So, you know, you think that it's just maybe on this fundraiser page. Where was I? This fundraiser page for Oglethorpe County. You know, Bridges Electrical Contractors, you say, oh, well, that's not much of a sponsorship. You know, it's just something small, but that is getting sent out weekly to all those people. And, you know, that's what businesses want. They want to get that reach. They want to, you know, maybe contact somebody that they didn't know. And maybe somebody comes into their business and says, and they ask, hey, how'd you hear about us? Well, we saw you on Blast Athletics. You know, it would be all worth that. The price point at that point.
Great.
One other thing I will mention, we are very friendly with third-party URLs and people we don't actually integrate our social media with yet. But for example, you see these tabs, that's, you know, your Huddle, it goes directly to that link.
Okay, great.
It goes directly to your NFHS if y'all are streaming a game.
Okay.
Anybody who goes on here says, you know, I want to watch the game. How do I get there? They come on Blast, they click watch us live right now, and you'll get pulled up Commerce's NFHS.
Right,
Your Facebooks, since we don't integrate with Facebook like we do with Instagram and Twitter. I just threw it on there because I saw y'all had a page. So just another way that, we're playing friendly with others because, we just want to get the word of y'all out there.
Right.
So any sort of questions on the team website portion of it?
I don't, Bob. Talk about, I think a lot of coaches are asking, okay, let's talk about costs. What does it cost? And I don't know if you want to save that till the end and so forth, but kind of talk about what's our responsibility and how Blast how the cost involvement is.
Great question. So we are very public with this page. I'll jump into it right now. Very public with this page. No upfront costs. A lot of online fundraisers that you see out there today. If you go on their website, you will not find this page public.
Okay.
You just won't. You'll have to reach out to a rep, and then, they'll talk you through some things and make, their website sound brilliant. So, like I said, we are very upfront with this. We aren't going to mess around with this in any way. There's no loopholes to this. So, no upfront costs. Your initial donations on your fundraiser, 82% of that goes back to your team. So, just remember that's your one-time donations.
Good. I like it.
Monthly reoccurring donations, 90% goes back to your team. It's less admin work on us and our team. So, we give more back to you. The business ad sales, 82% back to your team. No, I will say, sorry. No, I will say we just kind of edited this to have options for coaches called flex fees. So right now we cover all credit card fees from potential sponsors. But what we are, Blast does, so not y'all. So what we are learning is that a lot of sponsors will cover that 2 to 3% fee of credit cards. So what we said is, well, let's give that back to the team. So we have created a flex fee option that we will offer, that we will talk about before the fundraiser launches, where this number can actually get you up to 85% back to your team. This can go up to 93% to your team, and this can go up to 85% to your team. There's a couple different options with that. But that's something we have just recently rolled out with to give more back to you.
Okay.
So it can be anywhere on initial donations, it can be anywhere from 82 to 85%, depending on what you pick before the fundraiser.
I mean, it sounds like a win-win. I'm looking at it going, let's get, we're going to get started right away anyways, Bob. So, creating the website, get moved. We actually have a meeting Friday, so you're going to set me up so I can show this at the meeting, the new website, kind of get the kids moving on it, get the parents moving on it. I'm in here at Commerce, so and I think coaches will love that where it's like you said, it's a one in shop, man. You're gonna do everything for us. Sounds
Yep.
good, man. Coaches, you gotta look into this.
Yeah, just a couple more things I'll touch on before I head off. One thing we've added is the team store portion of it.
I was gonna ask you about that, by the way.
Yeah, so we have developed a team store in the past probably 18 months that it's just been killing it. No deadlines on it like some other companies where you have a 2-week window. This thing is, it's a year-long team store, another form of fundraising for your team. 20% of all sales go back to the team, donated. I had a basket. Oh, wait, here it is. I had a basketball one pulled up. So, oh, here it is. 20% of all sales go back to your team. Coaches, you do not handle any inventory with this. This stuff gets shipped directly to the consumer. So it gets shipped directly to the player, directly to the parent, directly to whoever. 20% back to your team, whatever this number is, 20% back. We carry everything from Badger and Augusta Sportswear to Nike and Under Armour. We can do player packs, if that's something that coaches are looking to get interested in. This is as simple as filling out a one-page form that I can just show you
Yeah.
how quick it would go. If this is something, that you are interested in. I can send you the link to this. This is all you have to fill out. And you upload a logo and we do the rest. It's usually built out within 3 to 4 weeks, depending how busy our department is. But we can do custom designs, we can do just regular designs, whatever sort of y'all are looking for in your basketball programs. It's just something we kind of do as well. You can also have like this top one, if you were doing a player pack and you wanted to get the team wanted to get 20% back on all those player packs, you can have it on your team store and just tell your kids, hey, go on this website, click on the player pack and buy it. So something else, or we can do bulk orders of player packs.
Yeah, and how's been the shipping on it, Bob? I mean, is that pretty expedient? I mean, what, tell me about that a little bit.
It usually ranges. It depends how busy they are in season. But it usually gets to you within 2 weeks, I want to say. And you can expedite that if needed.
Right. And if we wanted like a custom shirt, can you do that? Or is it kind of stock shirts?
What do you mean, like a one-off order?
Yeah, like
Yeah,
let's say we wanted for, yeah.
so like all these are just one-off orders. I'm just, you know, your typical fan. I go on the last team, I go on Fenton Girls Basketball Store. I want this shirt. I'm gonna go buy it right now and it will ship me. Are you talking more custom designs?
Custom design, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
So if
like
it's
we
for the
wanted a
team.
particular saying or a quote or something like that.
Yeah, so if it's for like your team or you know, you just want something for players and coaches, yeah, we can do sort of a bulk order of a custom design. The cost is going to be a little different. If you want a custom design on your team store, that type of thing, is $50 for one custom design.
Okay.
Now, we do say we've recently changed that because to be honest, we had a lot of coaches wanting sort of that thing. They wanted the quote, they wanted a custom design. And then our production team was doing all these designs and nobody was buying anything. So it was just driving our
Right, sure.
production team crazy. So they changed it to $50 for a custom design. But after I have to look it up, but after you exceed an amount of sales, you get that $50 back.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah, that's good.
If that was something we could definitely do it, you know, you would just put that in sort of the special requests area. And, you know, our production team will get to work and they'll send me a mock-up and they'll send you a mock-up of the team store. They'll reach out to you and then you'll come back and say, hey, can you change this, this, and this? And they'll get it done right away.
So Bob, the coaches, I'm looking at as a coach, I have access to all this. So if I wanted to, get shirts and so forth, I have access to everything. I mean, I have access, but also if I'm struggling, I can go through you, correct?
Yes, no. You will have complete access to me. That is included in our pricing that I did not go over. Live Blast Rep, that'll be me. You'll have my phone number. You can text me at any time. You can email me. I will get it done at any point, whether it's team stores, whether it's a fundraising question, whether it's a website question. You just let me know and I will get it done, whatever your problem is.
Yeah, that's great. Bob, I don't have any more questions. I really appreciate you joining me. So I know Commerce Girls Basketball is going to get started. I tell you, to be honest with you, I'm going to try to get our whole school involved in it. I'll initiate the action. Now, I got to say, Bob works for Athens Academy. So I'm not, hopefully my other football coaches don't mind getting involved with it. So.
Just don't mention my title of my full-time job when you do.
That's right. I won't mention that. Secret information. Hey, Bob, let's get because you want people, you have a contact form. Talk about how they can contact you and any social media, whatever, so my coaches can get contact with you right away.
So I got a couple ways you can contact me. Obviously, probably the best one will be by cell phone. My cell phone number will be 706-202-2247. You can email me at bmcphillips, bmcphillips at blastfundraising.com, or you can shoot me a follow on Twitter at Coach McPhillips, and you can DM me through there. I'm on all three of those pretty actively, so whichever way, I have an interest form that I know Coach will be sending out to all of you here shortly. So if there's any interest with any of this, whether it's just team stores or jerseys or fundraising or the website, just fill out that interest form and I will reach out to you as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah, awesome. Bob, thank you for coming on. Welcome to the Championship Vision family here. And I'm gonna be sending out a lot of stuff on what he's doing with Blast. So thanks for coming on. I appreciate you jumping on the podcast with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Coaches, I'd like to introduce our new Championship Vision podcast sponsor, At Networks. We coach individual excellence in basketball and life. What are your goals for your game? With the guidance of our professional basketball coaches, you can achieve them. Networks Basketball is a nonprofit organization founded on Christian principles and dedicated to helping each player realize his or her individual basketball potential by encouraging a belief in personal responsibility, instilling habits of hard work, and demonstrating a passionate commitment to excellence. You can contact them at Networks Incorporated, P.O. Box 448, Apex, North Carolina, 27502. The office number is 919-233-8801. Please contact Beth Wurst at BethWurst@NetworksBasketball.com or Coach Kevin Nunley at Kevin@NetworksBasketball.com. You can also get them on Twitter at Networks Coach or on Facebook on Networks Basketball. Coaches, thank you.
Instruct movement safer and easier with FloorMarks, the original temporary floor marking system. Markers for your sealed gym floor that come in 5 bold colors, dry in just minutes, and wipe away with water or our FloorMarks foot wipes. FloorMarks products have been tested by the Maple Flooring Association as safe for sealed floors and have passed safety friction slip tests. One marker equals 5 rolls of floor tape without the same cost, hassles, or floor damage. Visit floormarks.com for more information, FloorMarks.com. Do more with your floor.
Hi, this is Mark Brazzi for Breakthrough Basketball. Breakthrough Basketball is the world's number one resource for coaching products and camps. Our website features free resources for coaches, parents, and players. We also offer videos and ebooks that range from offensive and defensive systems to drills to skill development and everything in between. Our video products are some of the highest rated and most comprehensive in the industry. We also offer over 400 basketball camps across the country for players of all ages and all skill levels. Make sure you check out BreakthroughBasketball.com for all of your basketball needs.